The first night, I went to sleep on the sand, 1,000 miles from my inhabited country. I was more isolated than a man shipwrecked on a raft in the middle of the ocean. So you can imagine my surprise when I was awakened at daybreak by a funny little voice saying,
"Please, draw me a sheep."
"What?"
"Draw me a sheep."
I saw an extraordinary little fellow staring back at me, very seriously. I stared wide-eyed at this apparition.
"Please?"
"But what are you doing here?"
"Draw me a sheep."
In the face of an overpowering mystery, you don't dare disobey. Absurd as it seemed, 1,000 miles from all inhabited regions and in danger of death, I took a scrap of paper and a pen out of my pocket and made a drawing. He looked at it carefully.
"No, this one is already quite sick. Make another."
I made another drawing. My friend gave me a kind, indulgent smile.
"You can see for yourself. That's not a sheep. It's a ram. It has horns."
So I made my friend another drawing. But it was rejected, like the others.
"This one's too old. I want a sheep that will live a long time."
So then, impatiently, since I was in a hurry to start work on my engine, I scribbled a drawing. "This is just the crate. The sheep you want is inside."
"That's just the kind I wanted. Do you think this sheep will need a lot of grass?"
"Why?"
"Because where I live, everything is very small."
"Well, there should be enough. I've given you a very small sheep."
"Not so small as all that. Look, he's gone to sleep."
And that's how I made the acquaintance of the little prince. It took me a long time to understand where he came from. The little prince, who asked me so many questions, never seemed to hear the ones I asked him.
"What's that thing over there?"
"It's not a thing. It flies. It's an airplane. My airplane."
"What? You fell out of the sky?"
"Yes."
"So you fell out of the sky, too. What planet are you from?"
"Do you come from another planet?"
"Of course, that couldn't have brought you from very far."
And he fell into a reverie that lasted a long while. Then, taking my sheep out of his pocket, he plunged into contemplation of his treasure. "Where do you come from, little fellow? Where is this where I live of yours? Where will you be taking my sheep?"
"The good thing about the crate you've given me is that he can use it for a house after dark."
"Of course. And if you're good, I'll give you a rope to tie him up during the day. And a stake to tie him to."
"Tie him up? What a funny idea."
"Well, if you don't tie him up, he'll wander off somewhere and get lost."
"Where could he go?"
"I don't know, anywhere. Straight ahead."
"Even if he did, everything's so small where I live. Straight ahead, you can't go very far.